Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is number 873. I hope you're listening live or downloading live. Every Tuesday we have a new show. So this is 873A. The news of the week is the A segments and what it means, especially for you. Today, Wellness Foreplay. Soaring overdose deaths cut U.S. life expectancy for the second year. What does it mean for you? How to protect yourself? What should we do for protecting society? We'll talk about that. Well Beyond Wellness, air pollution contributes to more than 20,000 deaths a year. You got it. I'm giving you the negatives first today. The third one, Wellness Foreplay. Calcium and vitamin D supplements probably don't protect against bone fractures. Do they do other things? We'll talk about that. The Well Beyond Wellness segment number five, if you will, obesity, poverty, can explain the higher diabetes risk for U.S. black individuals. Wellness Foreplay, number nine story of the week, common blood pressure drug is tied to an increased risk of skin cancer. What does that mean for you? Which blood pressure drug is it? What should you do about it? I'll tell you. The new food resolutions for the next year, more fruits and vegetables, and a water target. The Automegas, story number seven on our story list, but is eating two tomatoes and an apple a day, does it really help you? And the answer is yes. It keeps one of your vital organs healthier. We'll talk about that. In the Automegas, fish may be good for the growing brain. Not maybe, it is. It's worth about six IQ points 10 years later. That's how good it may be if you have it between ages 6 months and 2 years. In the guest segment today, Andrew Salisbury, founder and CEO of Purity Organic Coffee, or PurityCoffee.com, one of the first health-first coffee companies. That is, he focuses on getting things that are healthy for you, and you'll be able to go and listen to that segment and figure out how to get a large discount on your first order. In any case, those are the stories of the week. Let's get to them. And we're going to try and do this in 15-minute podcasts all of 2018 for you. So let's go to the first story of the week, which is, I got to get to it. My papers are shuffled here. I am sorry. So I've got to get to that story, which is the soaring overdose deaths cut life expectancy. Government showed that 63,000 people died in 2016. We don't have 2017, but it looks higher still yet. And what does it mean? It means that about a third of them involve opioids that are cut with fentanyl. About a third of them are opiates that are prescribed by docs. And about a third are cocaine and methamphetamine. So we're now evenly divided. The point is, these drugs, if you don't use them for a medical reason with a severe pain and have a dysphoria from them because of that severe pain, they will do you in. They won't be good for you. So the point is, please, don't try them once. They're way too good, these drugs. Don't try them even once. They will hook you even the first time. The second bad story of the year, that is story that is, if you will, has a negative implication, is that air pollution contributes to 20,000 deaths a year. That's right, air pollution is now being a big killer in the United States. 2 million deaths worldwide. That's an awful lot of deaths worldwide. But 20,000 in the United States, what should you do about it? Don't open your windows in a tunnel. Try and live and work as far from a freeway as you can. If you open up your windows, especially a freeway that is a truck route, which is almost every freeway, if you open up your windows, open them on the side away from the traffic side, and get out in the fresh air away from traffic, not on a busy street, especially if you're going to exercise. We did that story a couple weeks ago where we showed that exercise in an air-polluted environment was no better than, in fact, no exercise. It didn't help you. Going out in that air pollution negated the benefits of walking or actively running in that air-polluted environment. Calcium and vitamin D supplements may not protect against bones. That's the third negative story of the week, if you will. The third negative story. We've had a bunch of them to start off the new year, but we've also got some good stories, so stay tuned. The point is that if you're healthy, yes, we want you to get your vitamin D level above 35, below 110, and that may take supplements. Calcium, we want you to take 600 milligrams a day of calcium. It may not be for your bones. It may be for other things. But this study showed that in a review of 33 other studies, there was not a lot of benefit from calcium and vitamin D at preventing hip fracture per se. How do you do that? Take a learn-to-fall course, Obesity, poverty explain the higher diabetes risks for U.S. blacks. That's right. It is, if we didn't have obesity and we didn't have poverty in the black population, you would have no difference in diabetes from the thin population of wealthy white folk. That is, it's all environment. It's not genetics. It appears to be environment where you're eating more or living with poor access to good food. So it is the food deserts, it is food, eating too much fast food, it is gaining weight that is causing the diabetes epidemic we are having. Common blood pressure drug is tied to an increased risk of skin cancer. This is the start of the good stories. Although it sounds bad, it's non-melanoma skin cancer. It is basal cell cancer, it is squamous cell cancer, and it is about a 30% increased risk. What's the drug? Hydrochlorothiazide. Diazide is its other name. It's made into a whole bunch of other pills, combination pills. So you got to look on the level for hydrochlorothiazide. Do you avoid the drug? No. Just make sure you put on lots of sunblock. And if you want, you can ask your doc to switch to another class of drugs. But sunblock does the trick here. What about New Year's resolutions? Well, we're now starting the good story. More fruits and veggies and more water. Put a water goal for the day, meaning I have a goal of having six cups of coffee, 12-ounce cups of coffee. If I hit that goal, I'm getting plenty of water. It's not dehydrating if you are short of fluid. It's not a diuretic. If you are short of fluid, it does help. If you're long on fluid, it does help diurese and get rid of excess fluid. But get your fruits and veggies. Have a salad a day with fruits and veggies in it. And that brings up the fruits and veggies story, and the good stories for today. What organ do fruits and veggies help, irrespective of everything else? It turns out that in this large study of, if you will, smokers and non-smokers, I think it was 6,000 people were looked at. It wasn't an intervention study. They just looked at their food frequency studies over a long period of time and what kept their lungs functioning best. Even smokers, it was two tomatoes or servings of tomato sauce a day and an apple a day. Yeah, an apple a day does keep the lung doctor away. the odd omegas. Fish is good for the growing brain. This is looking at Chinese, and it was looking at what food they ate and what happened with their IQs 11 years later. So if this is kids who ate between 6 months and 2 years of age, two servings of fish a week, they slept better, and their IQ was 4.8 points higher, rather, 11 years later. So that's a great thing. So salads are good for you, and fish is good. Now, this story is salads is good. So this is another large study looking at 6,000 people on average at age 75. They predicted the memory and thinking skills would be much better than your neighbor who is 65. That is, you're about 11 years younger in your mental age if you have a salad a day. Again, not an intervention study, but a study where they did repeat cognitive tests from Rush University in Chicago, looking over a 12-year period. Those are the news stories of the week. So let's summarize the good ones. Have a fish for your kids and grandkids when they're between 6 months and 2 years of age. And for you, the brain food, and that increases their brain function. And for you, not only that, we think that's good, but this story this week was, in fact, on having a salad a day. And for your lungs, two tomatoes and an apple. So put some cut-up apple and tomatoes in your salads, and you've got a great thing for living longer with both a better brain and not only a better brain, but a better lung function for the long term. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, number 873A. And by the way, let's go and I want you to download the great guest segment we have. 873B is Andrew Salisbury talking about Purity Coffee and getting a organic, healthy coffee, medium roast, because that gets you the most polyphenols. And he'll talk about how to store it, to keep it, and how to get a big discount as well from Purity Coffee. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us if you like us. We'll be back every Tuesday with a fresh stories from the news of the week. And secondly, a great guest, as you'll hear the interview today. Thanks very much for downloading us. And thank you, Randall, for wonderful engineering.